With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is a federal probe some Democrats may not want to see. Authorities have opened a probe now into Jack Smith, the former special counsel who investigated then-candidate Donald Trump before his reelection. The Office of Special Counsel confirming Smith under investigation on suspicions he engaged in illegal political activity. Corporation for Public Broadcasting will begin taking steps toward its own closure after being defunded by the Senate. President Trump has said public broadcasting should never have received taxpayer dollars to display their extreme liberal bias. United States unemployment rate ticked up a tenth of a percent last month.
The Labor Department reports an increase of a tenth of a percent from 4.1 to 4.2%, where it's remained for the past 13 months. The department estimates the number of unemployed in the U.S. at some 7.2 million people. Earlier this week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell assessed the U.S. job market as stable.
The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment.
The report says the economy added 73,000 jobs, but also revised downward the previous 2 months of payroll statistics by 258,000, negating those previously reported gains. George Williams, Washington.
Following a hearing on the January mid-air collision of a passenger plane and Army helicopter over Washington that killed 67 people, NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy said air travel still safe.
Every day we see something in the news, but if you look at the numbers, the number of accidents, the number of fatalities, the number of injuries, they are significantly lower than, say, on our roadways, where 95% of transportation accidents occur.
And this is SRN News. It is still happening. Males are stealing a lot of gold medals from female athletes.
According to a new study by Concerned Women for America, nearly 2,000 first-place awards have been won by men competing in women's sports in recent years, along with about $500,000 in prize money. CWA President Penny Nance is calling for reform, saying, quote, "This is outrageously unjust. Women and girls must have sex-protected athletics under Title IX. The Trump administration is taking legal action to accomplish that in several states. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Number of surveys indicate the percentage of Americans belonging to a religious congregation declining. However, the percentage of Americans who are intensely religious has remained unchanged the past few decades. The Trump administration has vowed to encourage faith and make it easier for Christians to practice their religion. This is SRN News. Heavy smoke from Canadian wildfires hovering over several Midwestern states today, bringing warnings of unhealthy air. Air quality alerts were in effect in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and parts of Nebraska, Illinois, and Indiana. Salem News Channel meteorologist Stephen Parr says the quick response by coastal officials this week following that Russian earthquake reflects the lessons learned from the tragic Indonesian tsunami that got people off guard.
Coastal areas, island areas all around the world have been doing a much better job of putting in warning systems, of taking tsunamis seriously, and trying to get advance warning to their citizens when there is the risk of a tsunami happening.
Heavy rain in parts of the eastern United States. A 13-year-old boy in Maryland has died after being trapped in a storm drain during heavy rainfall. More details at srnnews.com.